each side.
Good. Brilliant.
So we're going to start off with...
Well, first of all, we'll start off with the good news, which is we're a business that is going to take on 2,000 people over the next 3 years, and that is very good news for Warrington, good news for Cheshire, as a successful business. And, you know, we're here, the Chancellor and I, talking about the long-term economic plan and making sure that all parts of the country benefit from that plan. And we can see that here in the Northwest, where there are 97,000 more people in work than when I became Prime Minister. And with news like this today from the Hutt Group shows that there's more jobs to come. And all of those jobs, they're not just statistics. That is another person who can help provide for themselves and their family and can have the chance of a better standard of living. And it was great to meet some of the people who've been taken off the unemployment register and given work here in this business.
Okay. So, yeah, Aaron.
Yeah, obviously there's been a lot of talk surrounding the new bridge in Warrington. I know David's raised it,
yeah,
the Prime Minister's questions to yourself. How crucial is that bridge, not just for the Warrington economy, but for the whole of the North West?
Well, it's really important that towns like Warrington have good infrastructure so that they can fully benefit from the growth that we're seeing in the local economy. Now, what David's been working very hard for is, first of all, the first bridge that's definitely going ahead. The money is available, the work will be starting, and that's a huge feather in his cap to work so hard to get that in place. And I know that there are discussions and potential options for a second bridge, we're going to be looking at that in the months ahead.
Yeah, and I know you mentioned then the new Hutt Group sites that's going to create a lot of jobs, but just down the road, obviously, CityLink going into administration, is that that's quite a worry, isn't it?
Well, obviously, that was disappointing. There were attempts to try and save that business, but it wasn't possible. So what the government's doing is trying to help people find work, and that's where Job Centre Plus comes in, and they've got the resources to do that. But you can see from the business I'm in today that there are jobs available. I think if you look at Warrington as a constituency, the percentage of people on Job Seekers Allowance is now around just over 2%. So, you know, there's been a big fall in unemployment, a big creation of jobs. There are more people in work in the Northwest than ever before in its history. And news like today from the Hutt Group shows that there are new jobs available. But we mustn't be complacent. We've got to keep working at it.
Chris.
Mr. Cameron, your Northern Powerhouse initiative is all about driving regional growth, and that's clearly a good thing. Isn't there a big disconnect between this and the continued complaints we hear from the local authority leaders like Mayor Joe yesterday and Richard Leeds in Manchester, continually blaming central government for cuts?
I think that, look, of course we've had to make difficult decisions about council funding, but the truth is across the country, Northwest included, the satisfaction with local government services has gone up and not down. And I think local councils have demonstrated that they can do more with less. If I look at actually the specific figures for Warrington, the budgeted spending in 2014-15 is pretty much the same as it was in 2013-14. And actually, because they underspent their budget by $4 million in 2013, the budget this year is higher than actually what it spent last year. So, you know, we've had years of warnings from council leaders that spending reductions would lead to catastrophic results. That simply hasn't been borne out by the facts. Councils have demonstrated that they can keep council tax down, they can provide better services at a lower cost, and I don't think we should find that surprising. I mean, businesses, every day, business people go to work and think, how do I reduce my cost base while providing a better service? And that's what we have to do in government, local government and central government too. I mean, policing is another example where, you know, we have had to make reductions in spending on police, but actually crime in Cheshire is down by 17% since I became Prime Minister. And again, full marks to the Cheshire Police Force for the work they've done to make that happen.
With growth in the city, and, obviously we all read your, heard about your speech in Manchester yesterday. Being such a big focus of the Northern Powerhouse, how do you make sure that places like Warrington, Cheshire, and Lancashire share in this?
Well, I'd have two answers to that, really. One is, look, obviously, if we can make a greater success of the economy in Liverpool, the economy in Greater Manchester, that will help all parts of the Northwest because, you know, the economies of surrounding areas are hugely impacted by the success of our cities. But our plans don't just involve city deals for the cities, they also involve local growth deals for counties and for towns and for other areas. And the local enterprise partnership of Cheshire and Warrington has got extra resources, extra money, and that's where, for instance, the proposals for the first bridge and potentially the second bridge in Warrington are coming from.
Okay, Tom.
Following that question, Mr. Cameron, can the North West become an economic powerhouse to rival southern regions?
I believe it can. I mean, look, obviously, London is an extraordinary global city of, you know, many millions of people, and it is bigger than the individual northern cities of Manchester or Liverpool or Leeds. But the vision that the Chancellor and I and the Conservative Party and members of Parliament like David Mowat have is that if we link up the strength of all our northern cities, you have a northern powerhouse to rival London, because, you know, you've got, let's take, for instance, take one area, life sciences, which is going to be a vital area of economic and scientific endeavour. Can we produce the drugs and the treatments and the medicines that are going to save people from dying of cancer, that are going to help us to live longer, healthier lives? What's the North and the Northwest got to offer there? Well, it's got the fantastic teaching hospitals of the Northwest. It's got a history of invention and scientific endeavour. It's got brilliant universities in Manchester and Liverpool with top scientists working there. It's got a very strong National Health Service that's already better linked up with northern universities and science-based businesses, perhaps, than other parts of the country. And so I think in terms of, for instance, life sciences, I've been very impressed by the work that all these different parts of enterprise and science have been doing to join up together. So I think the short answer is yes, if we join up all the strengths of the northern cities, and this government that I lead has been doing a lot to try and do that. I mean, to take one example off the news today, the fact that the Port of Liverpool is going to be welcoming more ships, not just passenger ships, but also the larger container ships. That is because of action taken by the government in partnership with Liverpool City Council. That's going to mean the big Panamax containers can get into the Port of Liverpool. That is a big... We talk about rebalancing the economy. That is a major rebalancing taking place. The Henry Royce Institute, we chose to put this major engineering institute in the Northwest, not in another part of the country. HS2, HS3, these are conscious attempts to change the economic geography of Britain and rebalance our economy towards the northwest and the north. And you know, I think what's different in the past, regional policy has been about let's move a few jobs out of London, let's come up with little bits of money to see if we can help. This is a far more comprehensive effort to fundamentally rebalance the economy of our country.
And Gary.
Prime Minister, you've already touched on it a little bit in what you said previously, but every time I meet with Terry O'Neill, who's the leader of Warrington Borough Council, a Labour-controlled council, yep, he's always complaining about all the cuts they have to make, and every time there's an issue in the town, he always lays it firmly at the door of central government. So how would you like to respond to the leader of Warrington Council?
Well, what I'd say to him is that his budgeted spending in 2014-15 was £165 million. That is more than the budgeted spending of 2013-14, which is £159 million. So, of course they've had to make efficiency savings. I think there is more that they can do by sharing with other authorities in the Northwest. They're doing some of that, and I commend that. They've also got almost £12 million in council tax arrears, and they've got some £28 million in reserves as well. So, you know, of course they have to make difficult decisions, but actually they're not facing very difficult budget cuts. That's simply not the case. And by finding efficiencies, sharing services, they can go on providing good services. And frankly, you know, I think it's easy politics to try and blame everything on government cuts. But I think some local Labour leaders have said this so often that I think it's beginning to wear rather thin.
Great. Okay. I think we've got a picture of Ian with
David. Good.
Excellent. We've got the white screen.
Right.
Thank you.